Good morning, 752.
Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley has called a special session of the General Assembly next month to consider expanding gambling in the state. Commentator Cal Thomas says it's all about taking more money out of our pockets. Good morning, Cal.
Good morning, gentlemen. Already people are leaving Maryland because of constant increases in taxes. Now the governor thinks he can get more money for his ambitious spending plans by adding gambling venues in Prince George's County and other places. Gambling is always presented as a solution, not a problem. It's sold to voters as a fix for failing public schools. Money and education aren't connected and never have been. What else could Maryland tax to vacuum more money to Annapolis? The state could legalize prostitution and tax that. It could charge prisoners rent for their cells. A tax on corrupt politicians might produce a surplus. Installing pay toilets could make the state flush with cash. There are many possibilities. Maryland doesn't have a revenue problem. It has a spending problem. The governor wants to run for president in 2016 and apparently thinks building a state on the backs of the rich with ever higher taxes and the poor with gambling that can only harm them will help him do that. When a state or country contributes to the erosion of moral fiber, it loses its legitimacy. Bruce and Nathan?
All right, commentator Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP.